Welcome back to 20 Things You Must Stop Doing in Your 20s. This is idea number two. This is a ripper of an idea. I think this idea is so important. I'm very excited to share it with you. But for those of you who haven't joined the challenge, the 20-week challenge, 20 Things We Need to Stop Doing in Your 20s, if you want to sign up to the newsletter challenge, I'll send you a personal email every single week covering each idea in detail. I'll give you a summarized email, which is a summary of the blog post. I'll then give you the link to the full blog post, so you can read it there. I'll give you the podcast audio and a YouTube video, all correlating to this one idea. Every single week, you get one of these ideas. At the end of the blog post will be a challenge idea. Now, that challenge idea is usually quite simple, and it usually correlates to the post itself. And that will allow you to get out of your comfort zone or whatever it is, and you can start learning how to stop doing the things that are holding you back in your 20s. So this is idea number two. Anyone interested, click the top link in my bio or go to drivenyoung.com/challenge or drivenyoung.com/newsletter, whichever one is easier for you. So this idea is very, very important. So let's jump into it. As per usual, I'll be reading directly from the blog post so you can hear, I guess, my written thoughts and how I articulate them in person. But of course, you can go read it as you want. And at the end, I'll just riff and just kind of go off the rails on different ideas. So let's jump into it. A boy is born. He turns 4 years old and cannot wait for kindergarten. It isn't what he expected, so he says, "When I go to big school." The boy is now 8 and he's struggling to fit in. "When I get to high school," he says. Something is still missing. The boy sees relationships form, yet he doesn't have anyone. "When I get a girlfriend." "When I get my marks," he says, followed by "When I get into university." The boy still feels like something is missing. "When I get my degree" turns into "When I get my master's." "When I move out of home," "When I get a job," "When I get married," "When I get a car." The boy is no longer a boy, he is a father. "When I get this raise, I'll spend more time with my kids." Suddenly, the boy is no longer a father, he's an old man with little time left. Now unable to say when, the old man looks back over his shoulders to see the life he has missed out on before his very eyes. Welcome to 20 Things You Must Stop Doing in Your 20s. Idea number two, stop being a winner. Stop saying when. So let's unpack this idea. This idea is so fundamentally crucial to enjoying your 20s, yet I see so many people suffering to the point where they never allow themselves to enjoy life. So let's break down this idea, shall we? Long-term happiness is something very few people can achieve nowadays, but where does happiness exist? Too many young people are caught up living in the future. The future is what gives us hope and excitement about our lives, but it feels like a monumental push for kids to grow up way too fast. I never remember focusing on enjoying school. It was always what came after. You go to primary school to get into high school. You go to high school to get into university. You go to university to get a job. You get a low-level position so that you can get a high-level position in that job. And it goes on and on and on. So you can see the way modern society is structured. We are conditioned to chase the future and strive for something in the future. As a result, time slips away from us and we never seem satisfied. I will let you in on a little secret. The only place to find happiness is in the present, because it's the only place it truly exists. Chances are you will never be satisfied when you finally get to where you wanted to be. There's actually a scientific word for this called the hedonic treadmill. The hedonic treadmill is based on the idea that an individual level of happiness ultimately moves back towards where it was before, either rising or falling in response to major life events. The baseline level of happiness or well-being is known as the set point and not necessarily emotionally neutral. So if you imagine a graph with a straight line and that's your set point, that's where your kind of level of happiness is. Like, we imagine a graph with a straight line. If something really good happens to you, we get a line that goes up, but then it naturally goes back to where you were. Same as something really bad happens, it goes down and then it goes back up to where you were. Up, down, up, down. And I've done studies of people who have hit the jackpot lottery. They've gone way up, they go back down. I've done people who studies who have like had horrific car accidents and have lost limbs. They go really down, but then they go back up to this set point. So that's the theory. Now, just like that new car feeling that wears off, just like an exciting new job that now bores you, like your brand new phone you protected with your life, yet now you toss it across the room. You won't be satisfied and happy when you achieve these when goals that you have constantly set. As humans, we naturally want to keep chasing, but how you spend your days is how you spend your life. Many people justify their unhappiness now, viewing it as a necessary sacrifice for their future happiness. And that is a very, very dangerous mindset to have. Don't get me wrong, setting goals and having ambitions and looking forward to the future is great and a really good thing to have. It's about the balance. But how you live your days is how you live your life. The journey is more important than the destination. Learn to love the journey. Learn to love the process. Don't get stuck thinking about how great your dream life will be while also being disappointed with your current life. You have to realize that your dream life is your current life. It's just in progress. Many people get so hung up on where they'd rather be, they forget to make the most of where they really are. If you always want more in life, you will most likely never be satisfied and you will never avoid the treadmill. Trying to find happiness by what could or might happen in the future is actually a process of disassociation. Practice arriving into today by taking one day at a time and doing the most with what you have in front of you currently. There's a fine line between living for the moment and taking care of your future self. Let's have a look at the Wright brothers. You all know the Wright brothers, the first people to achieve flight. So many years ago, two brothers had a dream. They didn't have any formal education or any fundraising. What they did have was an enormous appetite for curiosity. The brothers had set a goal of becoming the first humans to fly. However, they were also incredibly curious. The idea of flight fascinated them. For years, the boys studied books on the anatomy of birds and animal locomotion. These investigations would eventually lead to the brothers to develop their innovative three-axis control system, which mimicked the torsional movement of bird wings. The Wright brothers were less focused on the result and more focused on the journey, driven by curiosity and passion. They managed to achieve flight for less than $1,000, about $28,000 in today's money. At the same time, the Wright brothers were designing and testing their successful flying machine. Samuel Langley, a university professor, was also developing his. Langley spent about $70,000, or about $2 million in today's money, on his aerodrome, funded mainly by a grant from the US War Department. Unfortunately, Langley's aerodrome plunged into the Potomac River while attempting to take off in its maiden flight. Despite all of the advantages, Langley was far too focused on the outcome. He didn't focus on the journey to get there. Due to his funding, most likely had restrictions and pressures placed on him. In reality, it is often during the journey that we find the answers that we're looking for. This idea of focusing on the outcome or focusing on when is heightened with social media and the world of comparison as well. It helps explain why earning a $75,000 annual salary is excellent compared to making minimum wage, but compared to your friend who's earning $250,000, it's not so satisfying. You were happy with the $75,000 until you found out your friend is earning $250,000. What's changed? Most of social media is people sharing their outcomes or sharing their wins. Very rarely do people post about their journey and the struggles they're facing to get there. Just like the tip of an iceberg sticking out of the water, we cannot see all the hard work it took for them to get there. No wonder we're all so fixated on when. But as I mentioned, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. We talk about life as if it hasn't quite arrived yet. Just survive high school, just go to uni, just get a job, just fall in love, just eat less food, just breathe. Life is knocking at the door with fresh flowers. I know so many of you are hinging on when you finish high school, but let me promise you when I say this, as soon as you finish, it's going to be when you finish university, when you complete your master's, when you move out of home, then when you get a job, when you get a raise, when you get married, when. Don't become a whenner. You need to stop being focused on the whens. How you spend your days is how you spend your life. So often we watch the sand at the bottom of the timer that has already passed. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. That was a quote from Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda. But it is said that life flashes before your eyes just before you die. That is true, and it's called life. Be careful not to blink, and you might just miss it. So, that is the blog post. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I feel like I put a lot of work into these. I try to say as much as I can in as little words as I can. That could be, you know, there's a whole book to write on the when thing, but I was like, how do I get it down to like 1,200 words or just a 8-minute little talk? So when, oh man, this is a big one. That's why it's number two. So I thought I'd share some personal experience because it's easier said than done, right? And so much of when ties in with something I'm going to talk about on later episodes, which is status chasing. So many people are doing stuff out of status chasing rather than if that's actually what they want to do. So my personal experience, I have always struggled financially with the podcast and the business and whatnot. And that's simply because you don't make much money from a podcast. TikTok doesn't pay you. I've just constantly struggled, and I'm like 5 years into this and I'm still yet to like make decent money. Like I've just been getting, I've had enough money to survive. And a lot of me is just like, oh, when I just need to get this. I just need to get this deal. Just need to get this. Just need to get this. When I have money, I'll be more happy. And look, I probably will be because I'm happy right now. The issue is if you're unhappy now and you're focusing on when, and you're putting all your expectations and you're hinging on when this happens, then I'll be happy. Nah, you got to flip it. You got to flip it. Let's say when I get $10,000 raise, I'll be happy. Flip it. When you're happy, you'll get the $10,000 raise. When I get a girlfriend, I'll be happy. When you're happy, you'll get the girlfriend. Flip it. It goes the opposite. Stop focusing on the when. Stop focusing on the tangible outcome. Focus on it yourself. Focus on internally making yourself happy. How you live your days is how you live your life. Focus on how you feel like that. And as a byproduct and as a result, you're going to achieve what you want. A lot of people have it around the wrong way. So for me, I've been, and I still say this, I still kind of need money because I need money to grow a team and grow my impact and whatnot. But it's like, learn to just enjoy the journey. Whenever I get caught up, I'm like, oh, I want to be here. Because look, guys, I have huge things. Huge things. I've got huge goals, huge ambitions, huge things I want to achieve in my life. But I'm also just enjoying it. Like, I know I'm going to look back on these moments living in this like rundown three-story house in the middle of Sydney with my best mate. You know, there'll probably be a point where we're both married in the future and we're living, we've got family or whatever, and we only see each other every now and then. And we'll look back on these times when we, you know, we're waking up at 5:45, going to the gym every morning, working, grinding, making next to no money. And it's the best. Like, it's the best. And I am really happy right now. And it's taken me a while to get here, though. Like, I've really had to work on that. And so I've really had to, like, focus on not being a winner. Because that's the worst. And I see so many people doing it. Let's use podcasting for an example. A lot of people ask me on advice for podcasting, and I usually say the same few things. Number one, niche down. Find a niche, because everyone's starting a podcast now. So how does yours differentiate? Find your niche. Don't just be, my podcast helps people. Every podcast helps people. Every podcast. You know, for me, it's young Australians aged 16 to 23. That's my niche. Now, look, I've got people who are older who listen. I've got people who are younger. But that's my target. I teach practical life skills we should have learned in school. That's my niche. I've got niches for other stuff. So number one, niche. Number two, set a freaking launch date, because everyone is a winner when it comes to podcasts. They say, oh, when I get my photos taken for my artwork, then I'll start the podcast. When I get the name, when I get my branding, when my microphones arrive, when I get a studio set up. Look, it's all valid. But like, just start. Stop being a winner. Like, just start. You don't need a studio. Just shoot it in a random, shoot it in your bedroom. Shoot it wherever, right? You don't need professional mics. You can use your phone. You can use your headphones. This microphone I'm into right now is a top of the line USB microphone. And it's like $300, which is not that much. And I only bought this like 3 weeks ago. My first two microphones were $350 for two of them with mic stands. That was all I spent. And then I've shot my entire podcast. Anyone who's watching right now or listening and has seen all my videos, that's my phone. People are like, oh, what camera do you use, Byron? I use my phone. I shoot my podcast on my phone. I have for 100 episodes. But people get caught up in the equipment. When I get this, when I get this, when I get this, just start. Just start. And it's in the process, that's where you're going to learn. It's in the journey of being a podcaster where you're going to learn. So that's a tangible example. University is a huge one. A lot of people go, when I get my degree. They hinge on when I get my degree, then I'll start looking for work. No, like that's not how it's going to work. It's not when. It's when, then you'll go, when I get my master's, then when I get my job. I already said this in the blog post, right? So it's just crucial that you are consciously aware of the winning. And as soon as you, like, you're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to start noticing winners in your life. People are just always pushing off. They're always saying when. They're always going, when I get this, when I get this, when I get this. And it's just like, it gets exhausting. You just get sick of them. Like, there's only so much you can handle from these people, because they're just when. And again, for me personally, like, there's a lot of stuff. Let's use Empower You. I'll use a few more stories. Empower You is the program I help run. I'm running it in Newcastle, in Australia. the day after tomorrow, this weekend, I'm running it. And I remember when I first came on as a speaker, I was like so excited. I was like, I cannot wait to run this program by myself. I can't wait till I have the skill set to hold a room of, you know, 80 to 100 young people for 12 hours a day for 2 days straight and teach them skills that I think can genuinely change their life. And I was so excited. And I was like, so I can't wait for when I can run it by myself, when I'm running a section, when. And I kept kind of getting caught up in like, when I can fill up rooms, when I can do it myself. And I had to remove that mindset because like I'm still in training. I'm a lot further than I was a year ago. I'm just enjoying it. Just really focus on enjoying it. Focus on like running one section at a time, getting up on stage for an hour, getting up on stage for 3 hours next time, getting up on stage for 6 hours next time, and slowly climbing the ladder and learning and, you know, implementing and growing. That's the best. Empower has been an incredible opportunity for me to just, you know, get thrown into the deep end and figure out how to swim. And I am still excited for when I run it by myself. I am still excited for when I can run certain sections of it that I haven't been able to do yet. But I'm also not in a rush. Like, I'm just enjoying it. And that's where you need that balance. And I do feel like I've been able to hit that. You know, every time I teach something, I only teach it if I believe in it and if I do it myself. I never teach anything if I don't do it myself, because that feels like a disconnect. When I teach money and finance skills to young people, I basically just share my exact strategy that I use myself, how I invest. Not what I invest into, but the mindset I use, you know, how to save. I set my exact saving strategy using multiple bank accounts and whatnot. Same with the communication section I teach. When I talk about communication skills, I use all these skills. Like, so when I say this, like, it's because I've suffered from it. I've seen people suffer from it. And it is one thing that I think will really eat you up when you get older in life. And if you can rip this out of you, if you can stop being a winner in your 20s, you're going to go a lot further. You're going to start to enjoy life. You're going to have a lot more internal happiness. You know, I think a lot of mental health issues are coming because we don't have this internal happiness. They've got anxiety and all the stuff going on. And I do think, you know, living in the future is not going to help that. Living in the now, being genuinely happy and grateful for what you have now and focusing on that is only going to help your mental health. There's a quote from The Office. I think Andy says it. It's like one of the final, it could be the final episode of The Office. And he's like, I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you left them. The secret is you're in the good old days now. Like, I mean, I know I'm living the good old days now. I know I'm going to look back on this in 10, 20 years like, oh, do you remember when we had no money? We were living in a shitty house in the middle of the city. We were running parties. We were like trying all this new stuff. And I'm probably going to look back in that and go, I'd love to be there. They were the good old days. Even though I don't have heaps of money, I don't have a lot of the stuff that I guess crave and I want. These are the good old days, and chances are you're in the good old days now. The good old days could have been when you're in high school, you know what I mean? So it's like the good old days are always around you. You're always living in the good old days. So learn to enjoy the good old days. Learn to enjoy the time that you're having right now. Stop getting caught up on the future. Stop getting caught up on the past, because the only place of true happiness exists is in the present. It's the right now. So hopefully that's helped you. Hopefully that's given you a bit of perspective shift. It's... again, like, this is, you can't just say this stuff and it magically clicks in your brain. But so much of what I talk about, it's just enough to bring it to your front of mind and your conscious mind. They say 90% of your mind is subconscious, 10% is conscious. And so you probably knew this. You probably knew this when stuff at a subconscious level. But hopefully this conversation has helped bring it to your conscious mind, which means that you're going to start to see it. You're going to start seeing people who are saying when. They're saying when, and it's going to get very annoying, and hopefully you catch yourself out as well. So really try to focus on being grateful for what you have now, living in the now. Because the other point is, right, like, you're probably living the dream or the fantasy of your younger self. I remember when I was younger and I couldn't drive, and I kept thinking, man, when I get my license, my whole life is going to change. And now I've got my license, and I, you know, I drive around every day, I don't even think about it. And it's like, my life actually has changed since getting my license, because I can do a lot more, but you just get used to it. And it's like, you're living the fantasy of your younger version. I remember it's like, oh man, I can't wait to finish high school and be studying at university and have independence and be dating and entering, becoming an adult. That's probably what you're doing now. Again, you're living the fantasy. You're living the life that you wanted of your younger version. I remember when I was younger and we only had like an hour a day on PlayStation. I was like, I can't wait till I'm old enough to play PlayStation as much as I want. And now I barely play it. And so it's like just being understanding that that's going to happen again. If you're craving for something in the future that you want, you're probably going to reach it, and you're not going to give it a second glance. Just like you're not giving a second glance to driving now or having access to independent stuff or whatever it is, right? Whatever is relevant to you. And so thinking of yourself, I guess, in that way, you're living the fantasy of your younger self, and in the future, you'll probably be living the fantasy of your current self now. So stop living that fantasy in the future and start living it now. I hope that made sense. I only just came up with that on the spot. I should really write that. I might add that to the blog post if you want to go read it. This is the beauty of the podcast. Again, I just get ideas when I start to riff. Hopefully that made sense. Or maybe I just sounded like a waffling idiot. I can't tell. It's a fine line, I find. So that's it for me, guys. You know, I love you guys so much. The podcast, you know, I'm excited for the Driven Young podcast. I do feel like it's been a little bit stagnant, which is why I wanted to kick in this new thing. I've got some pretty cool episodes coming out. There's an episode with a sex worker, which is a very interesting episode that's coming out soon and I'm excited about. But otherwise, that's it from me. Make sure you sign up to the challenge. Please take this challenge. Like, if you've listened to this, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Take the challenge. Like, you'd be silly not to. All it costs you is your email address, and I'll start sending you cool stuff. I'll also send you any updates on my program or, like, books or any upcoming projects, anything that you might want to get involved with. I'll send you some updates there. Not very regularly. I don't like to send, like, spammy, annoying emails. So I'm going to try to stick to just one email a week, and you can just, you know, decide when they get sent to you. So here's my challenge for you this week. Here's an actionable step that you can start to take today. How do we start being grateful for what we have now, living in the present, rather than focusing on what's happening in the future? We start a gratitude journal. Now, this gratitude journal has three questions to answer every single night. You're going to answer these three questions every single night. And I learned these three questions from a happiness expert that I interviewed on episode 57 of my podcast named Declan Edwards. Now, these are the three questions in order. Question number one, what is one small thing I'm grateful for today that I may have missed because I wasn't looking for it? Question number two, who is someone I'm grateful for today and why? And question number three, what is something about myself that I'm grateful for today and why? If you write these three questions down, and you can download the questions, link in my bio, if you want to download them for free and print it out, put it on your wall, you can download that. But what is something I'm grateful for about myself today and why? The beauty of these three questions is, at first, it's going to be tough. These questions are going to be hard. You're going to get there, you know, before you go to bed, you're going to write down the answers to these questions, and you're going to be struggling to think of these things. But because you're doing it every single night, each day, you're going to be consciously looking for answers to these questions. So whenever someone does something nice, you're going to be like, I'm really grateful for that. I can write about you in my journal tonight. And you're going to be more front of mind about what you can do and be more grateful for living in the now. Now, these are little questions. They're not huge things. You know, what's something I'm grateful for about myself? It could be a tiny little thing. I'm grateful I did this little thing. Who's someone I'm grateful for? I'm grateful the mailman came on time. I'm grateful that this person let me cut in during traffic because otherwise I would have missed the turnoff. It can be little things. And just by being aware of these things, you're going to be more grateful and you're going to be focusing more on living now rather than living in the future, which is what this podcast and what this whole episode is all about. So that's your challenge. Should you choose to accept it, hopefully you do. Again, you can download the questions, link in my bio. You'll find it there. Go to drivenyoung.com, click on resources. You'll be able to find it. It's all there. Download the questions, read the blog post if you want. Please share this with a friend if you've gotten some value out of it. But thank you for joining the challenge. If you haven't already, I'm sure you have because you made it this far in. But otherwise, that's it. Go to drivenyoung.com/newsletter. That is idea number two. What to stop doing in your 20s? Stop being a winner. The only place happiness truly exists is in the now. How you live your days is how you live your life. Stay young, stay driven, and I'll see you on the next episode.